touch on something which I don't think is directly relevant, Bezos Hashem. It shouldn't be relevant to most Bokhrim. But at some point in their life, this question will come up. And I found that time and time again, people are not familiar with this. So at least you should hear it once now. Hopefully you'll remember it, but it comes, the time comes. There is a situation where a person is a chayla and it needs to eat on Yom Kippur. So there's a concept of giving the person pachas mikishir, giving a person less than the amount of the shir isser, the amount which is usser. We give less than that amount. I want to clarify this din. This din is... we paskin, there's machlokes in the Gemara, chatzishir, is it also mida raisa or mida rabbana? We paskin, chatzishir is also mida raisa. So eating a half of a shir is an issa deraisa. To be matra, eating an issa deraisa, the person has to be a charla shiyesh b'sakana. The only time you're matra, an issa deraisa, is for somebody whose life is in danger. So this idea that somebody, I've been asked multiple times, well, it's only chatzishir, maybe I can eat, I'm not feeling well. There's no such heter if you're not feeling well to eat a chatzishir. You're eating treif. I mean, I just want to eat a little bit of chazir, I'm not feeling well. You're eating treif. What is the relevance of chatzishir? Why do we do chatzishir? Because there's a concept in halacha when a person is life's in danger, but it's not urgent. We try and give him the lesser isser first. There's a concept called machil and osa kal kal. We give the lesser isser first. So we know there's some isser in the Torah are prohibited on a level of an isser asay. Some are alav. Some are alav, which is chayiv misavadei shemayim. Some is alav, which is chayiv koris. And something which is a chayiv misavadei shemayim. Misa's best. The different types of isurim. So we have a choice. Can we give this person, we can give him treif of food, one kazai is a treif of food, or a shecht, an animal on Shabbos, and give him kosher food. Right? We have a choice. So what should we do? Should we do the iser skill of shechting, or should we give him a kazayis of nevela? What's better? So that's interesting, Shaila. So we say we do the lesser of Eira first. Let's say I have a choice of giving him chaylev, which is the chiyuv of koris, or giving him chazer, which is only a lav. So I say I give him chazer instead of chaylev. I have a choice of giving him a shear, which is a chi of chorus, or a chatzi shear, which is only an iser, but not a chi of chorus. I give him a chatzi shear. That's the only reason why there's a concept of a chatzi shear. Because if the person's life, now if the person's life requires I give him immediately a full shear, obviously I give him a full shear, because that's what he needs to save his life. If a person is deathly ill and he must eat something, the only thing available is treif of food, I give him treif of food. I don't wait to say, well, we'll try and get kosher food. But if I have a choice, I'm going to give him the lesser aveira first. Chatzi shir is a lesser aveira than a full shir. That's the only place where chatzi shir is relevant. But if there's no danger to life, there's no heter in any which way, shape, or form for a person to eat a chatzi shir on Yom Kippur, of drinking or eating. I've gotten this question multiple times. It's totally mistaken. Now, there is one opinion which says not like this. There's a fascinating chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel which seems to say not like this. And the Poskim spent a tremendous amount of time discussing this Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch is not a Poskim, but he's a Rishon. And he seems to indicate that a chalash emes akana can eat a chatzi shir. We do not paskin like that. Most of Paiskim use it as a tzif, will connect it to other tzadim of heter to be matter certain things. So if you ever learn Sefer HaChinuch, you come across the Sefer HaChinuch, and say, well, Rabbi Rangel said, not like that. It's not a machlokes between me and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch is a Sefer HaChinuch, but he's not a Paisik. But the Rav Avadya talks about it, he says he obviously means that there is some element of Sakana involved, etc. There's different ways to answer the Sefer HaChinuch. So you should be aware there is such a sheet out there. It does exist, seemingly. We do not paskin like that. But halakha lamaisa, any person you're going to ask is not going to be matter a person who's not feeling well to eat and drink a little bit. Have a good morning. Shear.